If you know how to bring history back to life, you might get a chance to win some serious cash for your efforts. This is coming up in 2016, a 19-day history extravaganza with, hopefully, a big cash prize attached to the best effort. It's all decided by popular vote. If it sounds familiar, it's modeled after the annual Art Prize event in Grand Rapids. Several northern Michigan towns are in the running to host the first history prize in July 2016. Both Traverse City and Ludington are on the short list. Behind the effort is Mara McKay, a history buff and author from the Upper Peninsula town of Ironwood. Hi, Mara.
Hi.
So how do you picture this? I mean, I've gone to Art Prize many times, so I can just picture all of the art all scattered downtown Grand Rapids, and it really is something to see. But what would a history prize look like?
Well, we would have a little bit of a different take. This would have living history performers, and everyone would be invited to bring history to life through reenactments, displays of cultural heritage, historically inspired stories, Renaissance, Viking history, Civil War, anything you can imagine, famous people. It's an opportunity to carry the conversation into the different places of yesteryear.
Of course, the big thing about Art Prize is the massive money involved for the big winners of it. What kind of prizes are you hoping to offer?
Well, I only mentioned the living history category, and the living history category in and of itself is exceptional and fascinating, but we'll also have six exhibits and collections. So there'll be three different categories that history buffs can participate in, and all of the enthusiasm across those categories will be building. However, based on our fund development, we'll open one category up at a time. So determined by how well we're doing on our fund development, we'll phase in each category and open registration according to the money that we're developing for the prize.
And you're hoping for ultimately each of those categories a $50,000 cash prize for the top winner?
Well, we're hoping at the very least to have a $50,000 prize distributed, $30,000 for the top 15 and 5. However, once we reach those milestones, we'd like to take it up a notch and lift those prizes into more of what you're saying, $50,000 top prizes. Again, this is a really evolving process, and we just hope to have as high of a prize as we can create through the, you know, fund development that we're doing.
Speaking of evolving, what communities are in the running for hosting History Prize in 2016?
We have five primary communities being considered: Marquette, Ludington, the Sioux, Bay City, and Traverse City. And all of them have rich history, and they all have viable locations for people to explore the heritage of the area. What we're looking at is community collaboration potential, fund development, vision, and enthusiasm to build the project. So we're hoping that one of the communities will really step up. We have basic criteria that we're going in with, and we're hoping that even in this conversation that perhaps some other location in Michigan will come up to us too, and we'll look at those secondary options, which we have a few, but they're not as primary as those first five I mentioned.
Okay, so really it's anyone's game at this point.
Truly, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand you're going to be scouting some areas in September and hopefully making a decision in October.
That's right.
Mara McKay, thank you so much for your time and best of luck.
Thank you.
Mara McKay was talking about plans to launch History Prize in July of 2016. She says Ludington and Traverse City are among five towns being scouted right now, and the group plans to ramp up fundraising efforts for the cash prizes once they choose a city to host the first event. You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.